Thanks for choosing GoldSeek.com Radio. Today's featured guest, author of Second Chance and the Rich Dad series, Robert Kiyosaki. Well, it's a pleasure to welcome back to the show the best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad series, Robert Kiyosaki. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Begin today with the precious metals. It's been kind of a boring year for our favorite metal here, gold and silver. You're probably not selling any of your stockpile. Are you interested in adding to it, though?
Yeah, I just bought another 100 Eagles gold. I hear all kinds of predictions that gold will go to 600 an ounce and all that. I just don't save money. I save gold and silver, and I don't spend it. So that's my strategy. I'm not recommending it, but I've been doing that for years. And that's why I have so much gold and silver hidden in a place nobody can find.
Money just has a funny way of disappearing. You know, in cash, it gets spent. In bank accounts, it gets rehypothecated. It disappears. But when it's in that physical gold eagle form, it stays that way for thousands of years. So hat tip for that. Any other investment classes? Are you interested in stocks? The last time I talked to you, no interest whatsoever in financial assets.
Well, I have stocks. It's not much, but $1 million worth, you know, but I don't trust it. That's the problem. I do trust gold and silver. I'm a precious metals investor also, guns and bullets, the most precious metals you can have, because if you have gold and silver, you need guns and bullets, unfortunately. But they'll never find it. That's the problem. They're not in this country.
Of course, you have to get past probably a 50 caliber barrage of lead, though.
I went to military school, and I'm a Marine pilot, so I don't have any problem using guns. That's the world we live in. So that's why my precious metals are gold and silver, guns and bullets.
Very good. What about real estate? Any interest these days? Are we getting toppy for the typical home, or is that not really where you're searching for opportunity?
I bought another 1,600 units, apartment houses, and the best part about it, I used 100% debt. You see, real estate is about debt and taxes. It's not about real estate. And I don't flip property, and because then you have a capital gains event. I use debt, and the more debt I use, the more taxes, the less taxes I pay.
But doesn't that require a down payment, though, of some sort, some type of skin in the game?
Yeah, for most people, but not me. I am into financial education, and when I came back from Vietnam in 1973, my poor dad said to go to school, get my MBA, and instead I went to become an investor, and I took a real estate investment course, and the course taught me how to use no money or how to use 100% debt to acquire property to produce cash flow. So that's what I studied most of my life. I don't want a career. I don't want to climb the corporate ladder. I don't want a job. And I don't like paying taxes. So that's why I study, real estate, oil and gas. And that is the same as Elon Musk. You know, there's a LA Times has had an article about him as how the government gives him money, subsidizes him. That's because the true entrepreneurs are partners with the government. And so a lot of people who are employees and corporate warriors and all that, they got really upset, as school teachers. Well, why does the government give Elon Musk billions of dollars? Because Elon Musk is doing what the government does, and the same reason the government gives me billions of dollars, not million, billions, but millions, because I do what the government wants done. I'm a partner with the government. That was the book Cash Flow Quadrant, ES, employees and self-employed on one side, business owners and investors on the other. And so the B's and I's don't make a lot of money, but we don't pay tax because we're partners with the government. We are incentivized to do what the government wants done. And you can't do that without financial education. So that's what people get upset about.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. Elon Musk dropped out of school, self-educated, and has created multiple industries. Actually, I think he was the founder of PayPal, if I'm not mistaken. Sold that off to the tune of at least $1 billion. Parlayed that into, of course, Tesla Motors. Now a thriving solar industry that he's created. It's more than just entrepreneurial. I mean, there is a humanitarian aspect and other philanthropic aspects to his work. People coming up with novel solutions to problems, everyday problems that we all need. Everyone wins, but the system isn't set up to encourage that anymore. It seems like we are, as you alluded to, gearing more towards the socialistic spectrum instead of, the entrepreneurial.
Absolutely. The reason I don't recommend people go to school is you learn to be an employee or you become a doctor and lawyer, you learn nothing about money. So as I said, you read my book, Cash Flow Quadrant, on one side employees and small business as self-employed, other side is big business and investors, and most of those guys drop out of school.
The list goes on and on. I mean, everyone from Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, so many folks.
Walt Disney, Henry Ford, Zuckerberg, Thomas Edison, they all dropped out of school, Oprah Winfrey. And the reason is because they don't want to be employees. And so the government gives, like I make millions of dollars and don't pay taxes because I partner with the government. The reason I buy gold and silver is because what's going on today in 2015 is there's a tug of war in the world economy between inflation and deflation. So as you guys in gold and silver know, the governments are terrified of deflation because that causes depression. So what they're doing is they're printing money called quantitative easing to keep the economy afloat rather than collapsing. So this is really good for anybody in the banking services business and people like me who use debt because I get all this cheap money coming at me, whereas the people on the E&S side are saving money, which is absolutely ludicrous. Why would you save money when the government's printing money? And why would you invest in the stock market when the stock market's being propped up by printed money? So you have this tug of war going on, and if, let's say, it's like, let's say two big teams are going back and forth, but there will come a day of reckoning when one will win. So if it collapses and we go into depression, then what will happen is the government will go into helicopter money and just pour money all over the whole world. And that's when those who invest in gold and silver, like instruments, will do very well.
Can you give us just a couple of takeaway points for the listeners, for people who are about to download, you know, Second Chance, your latest bestseller from, let's say, Amazon.com or online? Download it to their Kindle or probably in audio. If it's not yet, it probably will be in audio format through Audible.
To understand the crisis, you have to study the past. And many people think the last crash, which came in 2007, which I predicted in 2002, the last crash people think was a real estate crash. It wasn't a real estate crash. It was a derivatives crash. In 2007, there was $700 trillion in derivatives. Now, to keep this economy afloat, and into the present, we're now at 1.2 quadrillion in derivatives. So that's why I'm saying that when you read Second Chance, you'll understand that what the government is telling us is a pack of lies and that we're in this tug of war. The government is so afraid of a monetary collapse of the U.S. dollar. That's what they're terrified of. And when the euro collapses and the yuan collapses, then the dollar's going to go up, but then that will collapse. So that's why I'm saying, why do I buy gold and silver? It's because I'd rather have gold and silver, because when the tug of war ends, gold and silver will probably, I can't guarantee it, will be the best thing you could buy. For somebody like me, I use debt, because when I have millions of dollars in debt, I can pay it off with cheap money. But I don't recommend what I do. That's why I love gold and silver, is because gold and silver have been real money for thousands of years. The dollar has only been in existence for a few years. So why would you save dollars when you can save gold and silver, guns and bullets?
I'm sure you have some key tips that readers will just sink their teeth into to help them, you know, navigate through these really difficult economic times we're facing.
Second Chance is written very simply. A lot of pictures and graphs in it. But they're not my pictures and graphs. They're just government pictures and graphs. So a 10-year-old kid can understand it. Then you can make up your own mind to do what you want to do, based upon your skill set. Like, I have the skill set of understanding tax law and using debt. Most people don't have that, but you can still buy gold and silver. Or you can buy, like, the Prudent Bear Fund, which is a fund that does well when the markets crash. Now, it's up to you, depending upon your study, your intelligence, and your experience. Is I would recommend people right now borrowing $600 million in debt, because that's where I'm going. I want to borrow more money.
Anything on the radar screen that you'd like to share with the listeners today? Something important going forward in the next few months for folks to keep their eyes on?
I have a video coming out calling The Man Who Could See the Future, and it comes out on June 15th. It's free. It's 60 minutes long. It kind of explains why I wrote Second Chance. But even if you don't read Second Chance, you'll understand why we're in this financial crisis. So Second Chance is a video because most people can endure a 60-minute video. It's like watching 60 minutes on television. And they may get educated, and they may want to read Second Chance, and they may want to take action rather than just go to school, get a job, work hard, save money, and invest for the long term in a 401k. Watch the video. Go to richdad.com. It's called The Man Who Could See the Future. It's 60 minutes long. You'll learn as much from that, and then you can read Second Chance. June 15th for free.
Robert Kiyosaki, I want to thank you so much.
Well, I do it because you guys have an important service to render, very important service. Given the state of the economic affairs and printing money, quantitative easing, and lack of financial education in school, I support you guys.
We couldn't do it without giant folks like yourself who have really made a name over the years. I mean, that's what the people, that's what brings everybody to the show. So, Robert Kiyosaki, we thank you so much, and please keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
Here is your mining quiz for the day, compliments of GoldSeek. Which company has the largest undeveloped gold reserve in North America? Seabridge Gold. Now, which company has the largest undeveloped copper reserve in North America? Seabridge Gold again. Seabridge has more gold reserves than Kinross, Yamana, and Agnico Eagle. Last year alone, Seabridge added 515 million tons of new inferred resources containing nearly 6 million ounces of gold and more than 6 billion pounds of copper at their giant KSM project in British Columbia, Canada. Now they are drilling at KSM again with multiple rigs in a 25,000-meter program. Find out more by visiting www.seabridgegold.net. Traded on the NYSE, symbol SA, and the TSX, symbol SEA.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.